Hello, welcome back to the Padded Room. I'm Maureen, and this is Talking Tech with Wayne, the podcast dedicated to discuss smartphones, smart homes, and all those things in between. This show is a promise of information freely given to all that seek it, and that is a pact between us and all of you. Log into our website and click the Join Discussion button to, well, join the discussion. While you are there, check out TV show, bookcase, or click the Schedule a Call button if you're interested in exploring how to bring a Talking Tech discussion group to your local church or community center. We also have a helpline where trained technicians are ready to answer your questions 24/7. And best of all, it's 100% free. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Today, we will be talking about the world of digital art and creativity, uncovering the tools and techniques that empower listeners to unleash their inner artists. Joining us once more is Wayne Hunter, an expert in senior technology integration. Welcome, Wayne.
Thank you for having me. I'm delighted to discuss digital art and creativity and how listeners can explore their artistic talents using modern technology.
Let's start with the basics. Wayne, what are some digital painting and drawing tools that listeners can use to express their creativity?
Listeners have a wide range of digital painting and drawing tools at their disposal, ranging from beginner-friendly apps to professional-grade software. Some popular options include Procreate, Adobe Photoshop, Clip Studio Paint, and Autodesk Sketchbook. These tools offer a variety of brushes, layers, and editing features that allow listeners to create digital artwork with precision and ease.
It sounds like there's a tool for every level of expertise. What are some benefits of using digital painting and drawing tools compared to traditional art mediums?
Digital painting and drawing tools offer several advantages over traditional art mediums, including flexibility, versatility, and accessibility. Listeners can experiment with different brushes, colors, and effects without worrying about making mistakes, as digital art can be easily edited and undone. Additionally, digital art tools allow listeners to work on their creations anywhere, anytime, using a computer, tablet, or smartphone, making it easier to integrate art into their daily lives.
That's fantastic. Are there any specific features or functionalities that listeners should look for when choosing digital painting and drawing tools?
Listeners should consider factors such as ease of use, compatibility with their devices, and availability of tutorials and support resources when choosing digital painting and drawing tools. It's also important to explore different tools and experiment with their features to find the ones that best suit their artistic preferences and workflows. While digital art apps offer free trials or light versions that allow listeners to test the software before making a purchase.
Thank you for those insights, Wayne. What are some benefits of taking online art classes for listeners?
Online art classes offer several business benefits for listeners, including accessibility, flexibility, and a wide range of course options. Listeners can access high-quality art instruction from skilled instructors around the world without having to travel to physical locations. Additionally, online art classes allow listeners to learn at their own pace and schedule and make it easier to integrate art education into their daily routines. Whether they're beginners or experienced artists, listeners can find online art classes that cater to their skill levels and interests.
It sounds like a fantastic opportunity for listeners to explore their creativity. What are some types of online art classes that listeners can participate in?
Seniors can choose from a variety of online art classes covering different mediums, techniques, and subjects. Some popular options include drawing, painting, digital art, sculpture, photography, and mixed media. Additionally, listeners can explore specialized art classes focusing on specific styles, genres, or art historical periods. Many online art platforms offer curated courses, course collections, and learning paths designed to guide listeners through their artistic journey and help them develop their skills and artistic voice.
That's wonderful to hear. Are there any resources or platforms that you recommend for listeners who are interested in taking online art classes?
Yes, there are several reputable online art platforms that offer a wide range of art classes for listeners, including Skillshare, Udemy, Coursera, and Domestika. These platforms feature courses taught by experienced instructors, interactive learning tools, and community forums where listeners can connect with fellow art enthusiasts and share their work. Additionally, many art galleries, museums, and cultural institutions offer virtual art classes and workshops that listeners can participate in from the comfort of their own homes.
Thank you for those recommendations, Wayne. What are some benefits of sharing art on social media for listeners?
Sharing art on social media offers several benefits for listeners, including visibility, feedback, and community engagement. Social media platforms provide listeners with a global audience for their artwork, allowing them to showcase their creations and connect with like-minded individuals who share their passion for art. Additionally, sharing art on social media allows listeners to receive feedback and encouragement from fellow artists and art enthusiasts, fostering a sense of belonging and validation for the creative endeavors.
It sounds like a fantastic way for listeners to share their creativity with the world. Are there any specific social media platforms that are particularly well suited for sharing art?
Yes. There are several social media platforms that cater to artists and creatives, including Instagram, Pinterest, and DeviantArt. These platforms offer features such as image sharing, hashtags, and community groups that make it easier for listeners to share their art, discover new artists, and engage with a supportive community of fellow creators. Additionally, listeners can explore niche social media platforms and online art communities that focus on specific art mediums, styles, or interests to connect with like-minded individuals who share their artistic vision.
That's fantastic to hear. Are there any tips or best practices that listeners should keep in mind when sharing art on social media?
Yes, there are several tips to keep in mind. Listeners should maintain a consistent posting schedule and use high-quality image to showcase their artwork efficiently. It's also important to use relevant hashtags and captions to increase visibility and reach a wider audience. Additionally, seniors should engage with their fellows and fellow artists by responding to comments, participating in discussions, and supporting other artists' work. By fostering meaningful connections and interactions on social media, seniors can build a supportive network of followers and collaborators who appreciate the value of their art.
Thank you for those insights, Wayne. What are some benefits of using tablets for art creation compared to traditional art mediums?
Tablets offer several advantages for art creation, including portability, versatility, and interactivity. Listeners can carry a lightweight tablet with them wherever they go and use it to create art on the go, whether at home, in the park, or traveling. Additionally, tablets provide a wide range of digital drawing and painting tools, allowing seniors to experiment with different brushes, colors, and effects without the need for physical art supplies. Tablets also offer features such as a pressure sensitivity and tilt recognition, providing a more intuitive and natural drawing experience.
It sounds like tablets offer a whole new world of possibilities for artistic expression. What are some popular art creation apps available for tablets?
There are many art creation apps available for tablets that cater to the artists of all skill levels and preferences. Some popular options include Procreate, Adobe Fresco, Autodesk Sketchbook, and Tayusa Sketches. These apps provide a variety of drawing and painting tools, layers, and editing features that allow listeners to create digital artworks with precision and ease. Additionally, many art creation apps offer tutorials, community forums, and online resources to help seniors learn new techniques and enhance their artistic skills.
That's fantastic to hear. Are there any tips or recommendations you have for listeners who are new to using tablets for art creation?
Yes, there are several tips to keep in mind. Listeners should take the time to explore different art creation apps and experiment with their features to find the ones that best suit their artistic style and workflow. It's also important to practice regularly and be patient with the learning process, as digital art creation may require some adjustment for those accustomed to traditional art mediums. Additionally, listeners should consider investing in a stylus or digital pen to enhance their precision and control when drawing or painting on tablets.
Thank you for those insights. Wayne, how can digital art serve as therapy for listeners? And what are some of its therapeutic benefits?
Digital art therapy involves using digital tools and technology to engage in creative expression and self-exploration, promoting healing and personal growth. For listeners, digital art therapy offers a safe and accessible outlet for processing emotions and reducing stress, along with enhancing self-esteem and self-awareness. Creating digital art allows listeners to express themselves visually and communicate their feelings and experiences and explore the inner world in a supportive and non-judgmental environment. Additionally, digital art therapy can improve cognition, functions, motor skills, and overall quality of life for listeners living with physical or cognitive challenges.
It sounds like digital art therapy has a wide range of benefits for listeners. Are there any specific techniques or approaches used in digital art therapy that listeners might find helpful?
Yes. There are several techniques and approaches used in digital art therapy that can be particularly beneficial for seniors. For example, listeners can engage in guided art activities such as digital painting or collage that focuses on themes related to self-expression, relaxation, or personal growth. Additionally, seniors may use digital art journaling as a reflective practice to document their thoughts, feelings, and expressions over time. Digital art therapy sessions may also incorporate mindfulness techniques, relaxation exercise, and group discussions to enhance the therapeutic process and foster a sense of connection and community among participants.
That's fascinating. Are there any resources or programs available for listeners who are interested in exploring digital art therapy?
Yes. There are several resources and programs available for listeners interested in exploring digital art therapy. Many mental health organizations, community centers, and senior health facilities offer digital art therapy programs and workshops tailored to unique needs and interests of listeners. Additionally, seniors can explore online platforms and mobile apps that provide access to digital art therapy tools, resources, and guided activities from the comfort of their own homes.
Thank you for those recommendations. As with all of the information we share here, flex your Google search muscles. Log into our website or call our helpline. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Well, I see that's all the time we have for today. It has been our pleasure to be here, and we look forward to the next time we can do it again. I wish you all a farewell.
Talking Tech with Wayne podcast was produced by Grey Geek Productions, hosted by Mohun Sunshine and Wayne Hunter. Music was Transpasser Blue Jazz by Stefan Kartenberg.